The international border blockades demonstrate that Canada is not a law and order country, and we cannot be counted on as a reliable trade partner. While billions of trade dollars were lost over the past few weeks, it's our reputation that has suffered the most. The occupation of Ottawa is a national embarrassment. While the Prime Minister's heavy-handedness in requiring long-distance truckers to be double-vaccinated to cross the border to deliver goods appears to be the main cause of the blockades, there must be severe consequences for all involved. All politicians who supported the blockades or the occupation of Ottawa must be recalled. All vehicles used in the blockades or occupation must be seized, with registrations, insurance, and driver's licenses cancelled for a minimum 6-month period. Going forward, the provincial and federal governments must make it illegal to use motorized vehicles in any demonstration, and prohibit children from attending. It's disappointing to realize that as little as a few hundred people can paralyze the country in the name of freedom, while holding the country hostage. Perhaps these freedom protesters should go to China or Russia and close their borders. I'm not sure it would take weeks to disperse. Norm Harley, St. Albert.